Making art is a risky business. As the holidays approach, the stakes get even higher. Many arts groups depend on holiday ticket sales for big chunks of their annual budgets. At Pacific Northwest Ballet, Nutcracker brings in more than a third of the organization's yearly ticket revenue. This weekend opens a brand new version of the holiday classic. Talk about risk. KUOW's Marcy Silman has more.
You take a chance anytime you swap out an old favorite for something new. Maybe you decide to try a new kind of coffee. The latte could be wonderful or not. Changing coffee brands is a crapshoot, although the stakes are pretty low. Replacing PNB's beloved Nutcracker, created in 1983 by Kent Stoll and Maurice Sendak, is definitely a Las Vegas-sized gamble.
It's a huge risk,
says Kevin Mayfeld. He runs Seattle University's Arts Leadership Program.
People come in the door with certain expectations, and you have to land close enough to those expectations that they have a good experience and they want to come back next year.
In PNB's new Nutcracker, the music will be familiar, but everything else, from the dance steps to the costumes, will be brand new for Northwest audiences. PNB Executive Director Ellen Walker says the ballet company did not make this decision on a whim.
Producing art is a gamble, isn't it? And you know, the Stoll-Sendak Nutcracker was beloved by the institution, beloved by the community, and was very central to our identity as a company.
PNB spent a couple of years doing research and talking to all the stakeholders before the board of directors finally okayed the change. Seattle University's Kevin Mayfeld says calculated risk like this is the only kind a nonprofit arts group can take.
One of the big differences between the nonprofit sector and the for-profit sector is most for-profit companies I know have something in their budget for what's called research and development, R&D. It's where they can develop a new product or a new service. In the nonprofit arts sector, we don't have that. None of the organizations have resources and reserves to really support a totally new project. When you take on new work, in particular, it's a risk from really day one.
I'm always worrying.
Braden Abraham is Seattle Repertory Theater's newly appointed artistic director. Like many local arts groups, the Rep was hit hard by the 2008 recession. And that made the theater's decision to co-produce a two-part, six-hour saga about Lyndon Baines Johnson a risk. Abraham says it started with a conversation with the playwright, Pulitzer Prize-winning Seattle resident Robert Schenken.
And as he described the project, his passion for the piece was infectious. We started talking about how Seattle Rep could be involved right away because it was something larger in scale, larger in scope, so ambitious in terms of themes and artistic merit that you couldn't help but be drawn into it. It just seemed obvious.
The Rep's money people ran the numbers, but ultimately Abraham followed his gut. And the gamble paid off. The plays were a commercial and critical success. Abraham says next spring the Rep will present another world premiere, Seattle actor and writer R. Hamilton Wright's play, Sherlock Holmes and the American Problem. New plays are risky, but it's important for arts groups to take these chances if they want to survive. That's according to Kevin Mayfeld, the head of Seattle University's Arts Leadership Program.
You really can't sit back and just keep doing what you've been doing for 4, 5, 6, 10 years, you know, that you've constantly got to be reevaluating your relevance to your community.
Over at Pacific Northwest Ballet, fingers are crossed that audiences will find the new Nutcracker both relevant and entertaining. PNB Executive Director Ellen Walker says the dancers are ready, the new costumes are finished. Now all they can do is pray for decent weather so they don't have to cancel any performances.
So the Pacific Blob people say no snow. The Farmer's Almanac says 2 storms, I already checked. But we're going to just go with the blob.
If PNB has played its cards right, the brand new Nutcracker will bring in big audiences and big money before it closes at the end of December. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.